This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. There's hope in Pakistan that flooding a village will save a nearby city. VOA's Joe Ramsey has a story.
Pakistani engineers have cut into an embankment for one of the country's largest lakes to release rising waters. They hope to save a nearby city and town from flooding as officials predict more monsoon rain was on the way for the country's already devastated south. While officials hope the cut in the sides of Lake Manjar will protect about 500,000 people, there are villages that are home to 150,000 people now in the path of the diverted waters. More than 1,300 people have died and millions have lost their homes in flooding caused by unusually heavy monsoon rains in Pakistan this year that many experts have blamed on climate change. Several countries have flown in supplies, but the Pakistani government has pleaded for even more help. Faced with the enormous task of feeding and housing those affected, as well as protecting them from waterborne diseases. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning European countries to expect a difficult winter as Russia cuts its oil and natural gas exports to retaliate for their support of the Kyiv government in its fight against Russia's invasion. He made the comments in his Saturday night video address. Earlier in the day, Moscow shut down a main gas pipeline to the continent. Moscow says it plans to keep the Nord Stream 1 pipeline closed. The group of seven leading democratic economies, or G7, said they would cap the price on Russian oil exports to limit its profits that help fund the war. The Kremlin responded by saying it will not sell oil to any countries that implement the cap. From Washington, this is VOA News. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog said Saturday that the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear plant in Ukraine was disconnected from its last external power line, but still able to run electricity through a reserve line amid sustained shelling in the area. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said in a statement that agency experts were told by senior Ukrainian staff Thursday when they visited the plant that the fourth and last operational line was down. Three others were lost earlier in the conflict. The statement said a nearby thermal power plant can act as a backup source of external power to the nuclear plant if needed. And the British Defense Ministry said Sunday in an intelligence update that Russian forces continue to suffer from morale and discipline issues in their fighting in Ukraine. It said Russian soldiers are frustrated with problems with their pay, as well as combat fatigue and high casualty numbers. The report said the Russian military has consistently failed to provide appropriate uniforms, arms, and rations to its soldiers, as well as the correct pay. It said that has contributed to poor morale among the forces. U.S. space agency NASA has called off a second launch attempt for its new moon rocket because of yet another fuel leak. That scrub came on Saturday. And here is more. Mission managers decided after Saturday's scrub to haul the 322-foot rocket back into the hangar for further repairs and system updates. At a news conference Saturday, Artemis mission manager NASA's Mike Serafin said the rocket's just not ready to fly.
Our focus is on understanding the problem, developing solutions in terms of schedule, but also risk versus risk impacts, and we'll follow up next week when we have those options fleshed out further.
Saturday's scrub was the second within a week for the most powerful rocket ever built by NASA. The first failed launch attempt was on Monday. William Ruto, who was declared the winner of Kenya's presidential election in August, said Sunday he would respect the Supreme Court's decision, which is expected on Monday, confirming or invalidating the results of the vote, disputed by his rival Raila Odinga. Ruto, the outgoing vice president, was proclaimed the victor by the Independent Electoral Commission with about 233,000 votes ahead of Odinga, who is a veteran opposition figure backed this year by the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and his Jubilee Party. But Odinga has rejected the outcome of the August 9th vote and filed a petition at the top court alleging fraud in the tallying process. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.